What is an Argo float? Argo floats are robots that float at different depths in the sea collecting information. They surface every 10 days and send their data about temperature and salinity to a satellite. An Argo float is a steel float weighing about 25 kilograms, with instruments inside. An Argo float is able to do three things. An Argo float, number one, is able to change its buoyancy so it floats at different depths. Number two, is able to take measurements of seawater. Number three, is able to send information to a satellite. Argo float buoyancy. By changing its own buoyancy, an Argo float is able to float at different depths. It changes its floating depth regularly, every 10 days, like this. Day 1, on the surface, floating, 6 hours. Going down, descending, 6 hours. Day 2 to 9, at 1,000 meters, floating, 9 days. Going down, descending, 2 hours. At 2,000 meters, floating, 2 hours. Day 10, going up, ascending, 8 hours. On the surface, same as day one. Note that changes in technology now allow the Argo float to send data to satellites in 20 minutes rather than several hours. This means it has to spend less time on the surface where bad things can happen to it, e.g. getting hit by other floating objects. This 10-day up and down is called a cycle. At the end of every cycle, the Argo float sends its information to satellites. This information is called a profile. How do Argo floats measure the ocean? A fun and quirky YouTube video animation that explains what an Argo float is, how it operates, and how the data helps us understand ocean circulation and climate. You can watch this video on the website. Argo measurements. While the Argo float is underwater, it measures three things about the ocean. An Argo float measures, number one, salinity, amount of salt in the water, measures in parts per thousand. Number two, temperature in degrees centigrade. Number three, pressure in decibars. Note that 1 decibar is equal to 1 meter of depth. So 1,000 decibars is about 1,000 meters below the sea surface. Argo information to satellites. While the Argo float is on the sea surface, it sends its information to a satellite. This information is called data. When the Argo float comes to the surface every 10 days, it sends the following data to a satellite. Number 1, temperature and depth. Number 2, salinity and depth. Number 3, position. The data uploaded to satellites is collected while the Argo float travels from 2,000 meters underwater to the surface. The data describes a profile of the ocean. That means it shows the changing temperature and salinity as the Argo float rises to the surface. Over 1 million Argo float profiles have been uploaded since the first Argo float was deployed in the year 2000. Have a look at the image on this page of a typical Argo float profile. The position of the Argo float tells us how far it has moved since the last time it came to the sea surface. The position is given as latitude and longitude. Regular Argo floats. Regular Argo floats are the ones described above. They are steel cylinders about 1.2 meters long and weighing about 25 kilograms. They are designed to be strong enough to descend to 2,000 meters below the surface of the sea. At a depth below 2,600 meters, they will crash and be destroyed. Deep Argo floats. Deep Argo floats are designed to go down to depths as far as 5,000 meters. The pressure at this depth is 2.5 times greater than at 2,000 meters, where regular Argo floats descend to. Deep Argo floats are glass spheres, not metal cylinders. a sphere is able to withstand much greater pressure than a cylinder. The voyage on the RV Tangaroa in June 2014 will test the new Deep Argo float. Next step learning. Find out about other research into the deep oceans.